quiet village here in the heart of the Essex countryside. Well, the village is south-willed, and I'm at a village pub just opposite the church, and the pub is called the Tower Arms. And in the garden, the regulars are playing a typical English pub game. Well, not quite. You see, we're in the common market, and we've been invaded by the French. They did it in 1066, and they're doing it again now in 1984. You see, the regulars in the bar have decided to come out of the bar, stop playing darts, and play patang. Vic Bradbury, a local doctor and the instigator of this patang team, explains what it's all about.
Well, first of all, what it is. Patang is French for feet together, pied tong. So that's the name of the game. Basically a French game, although it's probably originated by Sir Francis Drake when he was playing bowls down at Plymouth Hoe. They hadn't invented the lawnmower in those days, so he was probably playing with cannonballs on a gravel patch, as we're doing today. I played in France on holiday from time to time, and then about 18 months ago I realised that there are quite a lot of players in this country. So I built a small pitch in my backyard, got a few of the guys from the pub down here, and they were keen, so we conned the landlord into buying us a pitch up here.
Patang, as I understand it, is a fast-growing sport. Now, just how big is it?
I think they're getting on for 200 clubs in the UK.
That's amazing.
It's incredible, isn't it? I thought we were going to be the only one at the beginning, but there are large numbers in there.
Yes, because when I first found out about this club, I thought, oh, another bunch of lovable eccentrics importing nasty, froggy games into English soil, but obviously not.
No, it started in Essex, in this country, in fact, around the Braintree area, where there are about 16 pubs or clubs, all with teams, going back about 10 years. Then there are pockets of activity around Norwich, Southampton, several areas in Kent, and then up in the Midlands around Birmingham.
Well, the big question is, how do you play it, and what's the... Is it like normal bowls or 10-pin bowling, where you bowl the ball along a straight surface on the ground?
Very similar to normal bowls, in as much as you have teams, with usually teams of three with two bowls each, or boule each. They're made of iron or metal rather than wood, and you throw them up in the air rather than roll them, although it has been known for people to roll them. Mm. The idea is you have a jack, which is called a cochonnet, French for little pig. You throw that between about 6 and 10 metres and then throw your boule and try to get as near as possible to the jack. The main difference from bowls is that you keep throwing until you get one nearer than the other team rather than go alternately.
Now you've got it going, how do you see the future developing? Are you going to take on the French at their own national game?
We've already done this, yes. About a month ago, a party of 12 of us went over to France for a weekend in a minivan and had a glorious weekend. We played a French village team, no great experts, any of them, but we had one hell of a good day, and it was in Suspers, a game of boules and a friendly drink in the bar paid for by the losers.
Who won?
They won 10-8, and we gave them a trophy for that, but we had the best individual team, and they gave us a trophy for our team. So
honours were even on both sides?
Honours were pretty even, yes. A very good time was had by all. We hope they're coming over here later in the year.
Just one last question. How do you play this game?
Right, fairly simple. Dennis, throw the wooden ball between 6 and 10 metres and take one of the big iron ones and sling it somewhere near the little one.
Shall we have a go?
Let's have a go. You have three balls, I'll hold them for you.
Oh, right. Right, what do I have to do first of all?
Well, first of all, we draw a circle in which you stand with both feet.
Yep.
And you take the small wooden ball, boule, which are iron or stainless steel balls, 75 millimetres in diameter and about 700 grams in weight. Throw it as near as you can to the cochonnet.
That's sort of like hit it.
That's pretty good. That's about an inch away. Yes.
That's an inch away, right.
Pity this isn't television.
It's great, yes. Is that rather like in golf, a hole in one?
Very similar, yes.
Very similar. You're just showing off, aren't you? So I've just got to throw it and...
Now, you've got to get nearer than that.
Uh-huh.
You have a choice of getting it within 1 inch, as mine is within 2 inches. That's known as pointing.
Yeah.
Or shooting, which is throwing your ball and knocking mine out of the way and leaving yours nearer.
Well, I'll take a blind chance.
Take a go.
Here we go, lifting the ball up, and it's quite heavy. It's about how well I have...
715 grams, which is about a pound and a quarter.
I was going to ask you about that in English. Yes, here we go. One lame, and it's gone miles away, hasn't it? In fact, it's gone at least 4-6 foot beyond where it should be.
About that, yes. Try again.
Try again. Here we go again, and well, that's a bit closer. That's almost about a foot away. So
first time lucky.
We might even hit the target this time. Here we go. First time lucky, and no, that's about 2 foot away. That means you've won.
Well, I've got to get I've another two balls in my hand, so I've got to get those nearer than the ones you've thrown 2-3 feet away.
Not a difficult job.
Could be. See, that was a pretty good shot. I hit the cosh, but unfortunately the cosh is now shot about 6 feet away, and it means that your original bad balls are now pretty good ones. In fact, you're winning the point.
I'm beginning to like this game.
That's right. It changes minute by minute. Unfortunately for you, I have one left, which I'll try and get nearer.
And it's got near
it, so... It has, so that is just 1 point for me. You play the game up to 13 points.
How long can a game like this last for?
A couple of hours. The longest on record, as far as I know, in this country is about 4 hours.
You obviously drink such a lot of beer to keep your strength up.
Oh, but of course, yes, and you get a lot of exercise at this. You have to walk at least 10 metres between ends.
Yes, well, metres or feet, whatever.
That's right, it's nearly 11 yards.
But can I say thank you very much for talking to us about this game, and let's hope, of course, it goes from success to success.
Well, it certainly is doing so far. In a year, we've grown to 59 members, and it's certainly going well. Thank you very much, Dennis.
Thanks, lovely.